Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
So there is a small knitting store in Bay City, Michigan,
okay.
A piece of you, EWE, right? It was a small local store.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic came, the state of Michigan was shut down. And so she started going into her store and doing live social selling. She had several good months in a row. But the story that's relevant to our conversation here is one of her best customers is in Bozeman, Montana, which, you know, our son goes to college in Bozeman. So that's a 30-hour drive, right? But she thinks of this woman in Bozeman thinks of Susan as her local knitting store.
Awesome.
You see, this is the power of live social selling.
One
way to experience the brand, e-commerce, another way. Content marketing. So that, I mean, it's a perfect example.
Yeah.
And so many people are doing big dollars on social selling.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, helping you cut through the chaos of running a business and transforming your frustrations into freedoms. And today I had the opportunity to speak with Bob Negan, an old friend of mine, and I used to be in one of Bob's mastermind groups for a couple of years, really enjoyed spending time with him, and we really hit it off well. So it's good to see him again, and I'm sure you're going to love this conversation, especially if you're a retailer. But if you aren't a retailer, there's a lot of great takeaways in this episode as well. We're going to talk about what is the future of retail. We'll talk about the good news and the bad news of the pandemic, and how you can take your business and move it ahead. And like I said, even if you aren't in retail, there's lots of great nuggets here from my conversation with Bob Negan. Mr. Bob Negan, it is a pleasure to see you again.
Well, Peter, it is always good to see you too, my friend. I'm really honored that you have me on, and I look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, me too. And I love that happy smile, Bob. And it's good.
Well, thank you.
For those of you who are watching us on video, you'll be able to see Bob. And Bob and I have a connection back, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now, I guess, Bob. And I was a proud member of your Platinum Mastermind group for
yes.
a couple of years there and really enjoyed our time together. And one of the things that we haven't had an opportunity to do on the podcast yet is talk a lot of retail. And what I thought we would do today, Bob, is to sort of go back through some of the ideas of what is the future of retail from all of the things that have happened here in the last couple of years to what does the future look like down the road for retail? And give me some thoughts around that, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. So the immediate trend is what I call acceleration. And so the good news and the bad news. The bad news is that the pandemic changed everything.
Oh boy.
The good news is the pandemic changed everything.
Exactly.
And you know, Peter, you're a retailer, so you see this in your world too, but what I see happening is an acceleration. And the independent, and that's all I work with. We don't work with department stores or big chains. We work with, you know, small to mid-size independent brick and mortar retailers. Is that the people who embrace the change, the people who embrace using the technologies that are emerging are going to become so much more successful, so much more quickly than ever before, that you can build a business and build a brand in a speed that wasn't even, you couldn't even think about growing that fast before the pandemic. So, you know, that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. But then the bad news is, of course, that those people who don't want to change are going to go out of business faster than ever. Or even worse, they're going to become what I call the walking dead, right? And you know those people. They're the people who are just hanging on. Their lives are filled with stress. They start to blame everybody for the fact that their store isn't making it anymore. The good news and the bad news is it's changed. The good news is if you change with it, The future's bright. The bad news is if you don't change with it, frankly, you're screwed. So that's how it starts.
We were closed 20 weeks here with our shoe stores through different closures, you know, eight weeks, and about 6 weeks type thing. But from that perspective, through that time, we took some initiatives to change the way we do things at Shoetopia that allowed us to survive through that time, do more online business, do some other things, change the way we market, just continuously be looking for ways to change based on what you were saying. And then as we came out of this last closure in the spring, we've had 4 of 5 of the months since we've reopened have been our best ever months for our system. And that's because of those changes that we made through those times. So I completely am in alignment with what you're saying there.
Oh, absolutely. And so, Peter, what you just talked about speaks to what I believe the future of retail is. So before the pandemic, retail was all about driving people into the store, yeah. Right? That was the name of the game. You drove people into the store, then you gave them a great experience, and hopefully you had highly trained salespeople on the floor, you had bestsellers in stock, and all of the things that made for a good retailer. But what has emerged and what technology has allowed is what I'm calling omni-experiential. So a lot of people talk about omni-channel retail, but omni-channel focuses on how you sell to your customers. And omni-experiential focuses on how you interact with your customers. Yeah. And so what you're doing now, and I'm very confident in my opinion about this. And Peter, we've known each other a long time. I'm confident in my opinion.
Yeah, that's
I might not always be right, but I think we share that. The technology that has emerged has allowed small to mid-size independent to let people experience their brands in many, many ways. So you talked about it. So all of a sudden, the pandemic, people buffed up their e-commerce presence faster than I've ever seen it happen before.
For sure.
Social selling was brand. I mean, the only people who engaged in social selling before the pandemic was QVC and the Home Shopping Network, or the Canadian equivalent thereof.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these things that lead to convenience, curbside pickup, delivery. Content marketing is bigger than ever before. You know, the fact that we're here right now really speaks to what has happened because of the pandemic. And so if you look at the before model, you're driving people into the store. Now I'd like your listeners to think of it as a big circle. And that circle is everything that is in your brand. It's your store, of course, but it's also your website. It's your content marketing. It's the pop-up shops that you do, live social selling, and all of these different ways that your customers get to experience your brand. If you're brand is consistent and you're a good retailer and you give your customers a great experience, they're going to reward you with loyalty. They're going to reward you with word of mouth. But most importantly, they're going to reward you with their money.
Yeah, so that's what we need.
The technology, the price of the technology keeps coming down, and it just makes for a beautiful opportunity for everybody in our community.
Omnipresence, did you call it?
Omni-experiential.
Omni-experiential.
So omni is the word for all. So what we're trying to do is build the experiences, as many different experiences into the brand as we can.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, there are so many ways you can take that these days that allow you into somebody's, into their bedroom, you know, like all the private places. It's like you can go there now through social, right? And it's really interesting when you think of all these, you're not just doing it in the store when they open the door and come in.
That's exactly right.
That experience is throughout and could be in a different country. It could be anywhere. Imagine looking back a year from now and realizing that you've just experienced one of your best years ever. Things often don't just happen. They're planned. So if you haven't listened to the 4-part mini season 2 of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast around planning your best year ever, I encourage you to go back and binge them. They're 4 quick sessions. Download the exercises that I outline in those and do the homework. You don't want to have the same old year again, do you? Are you like me? Have you tried loads of planners and just not found the right one? I created the one-page planner with the entrepreneur in mind. It's a fillable PDF format so that you can either print it off and write everything in a binder, or you can complete it on your computer or your tablet. So download it today at simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/planner so that you'll be looking back next year at this time with a sense of accomplishment and pride you've never felt before.
Well, what I was going to share is a story that I think is just perfect to this. So there is a small knitting store in Bay City, Michigan, okay. A piece of U, EWE, right? It was a small local store. Mm-hmm. The pandemic came, the state of Michigan was shut down. And so she started going into her store and doing live social selling. What she shared was that, you know, she had several good months in a row. But the story that's relevant to our conversation here is one of her best customers is in Bozeman, Montana, which, you know, our son goes to college in Bozeman. So that's a 30-hour drive, right? But she thinks of this woman in Bozeman thinks of Susan as her local knitting store.
Awesome.
You see, this is the power of live social selling. One way to experience the brand. E-commerce, another way. Content marketing. So that, I mean, it's a perfect example.
Yeah.
And so many people are doing big dollars on social selling.
Yeah, I love that. And it's something when I talk about our best ever months that we've just had, if it wasn't for the increase in the web business that we've done, because when we were closed, that's the only business we did. So we're right. Very thankful for that. But coming off of that, we have literally 10 times, if not more, every month what we were doing prior to the pandemic on the web store, because we've had a web store for years. It's been something that we've had for a long time. It's not like we just did it because of pandemic. I know a lot of people did, but we've had one for a really long time. But the difference now is that we know how to use it better. We know how to market it better, and we're actually taking it to new levels, and that's helping our entire system. We're really finding our in-store traffic that people have dug into our website, found out what they want. They'd come in on purpose. I want to try this particular item on, and do you have it? Let's go.
And absolutely.
So it's pre-selling for us too, Bob.
Yes, it's pre-selling. It's post-selling. That is what has happened.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the acceleration.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you're having great months. Why are you having great months? Because you learned a whole bunch of stuff when your back was against the wall,
right?
Yeah. And that happened to everyone. I mean, it happened to us here at WizBank Retail Training.
Yeah.
You've been to our Retail Success Summit.
I have.
Several times.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, we couldn't have a Retail Success Summit.
Yeah.
So we brought it online. We spent a lot of money learning from the experts how to do it. We had our best Retail Success Summit ever in terms of attendance, in terms of impact, in terms of dollars generated, the countries that were represented, because we do what I'm suggesting everybody does, which is, okay, this is the situation as it exists right now. Let's get to work and figure this stuff out so we can do this. And I think that there's one other really important point here, Peter, and that is when you go through something like this, you become more resilient. Mm. You become more confident.
Yeah.
You become more trusting of your gut. And all of those things are what make entrepreneurs tick. It's what all of those things that help entrepreneurs become more successful.
Yeah, love that.
So, I mean, I love your story.
Thank you. Thank you. The big thing is we sat down. I have this other little phrase that I use a lot. It's called clarity creates confidence when you were talking about confidence.
Right.
Clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. And I think that idea of when it hits the fan, you sit down, create the clarity that you need to create so you can build that confidence and move this thing ahead. And I mean, the future of retail is positive.
Truly, truly, I have never been more bullish on the future of retail. And I've been doing retail for, oh my God, I hate to even admit this now, 43 years, 19 years as a store owner, 20 some years doing this.
Yeah.
I've lived through several recessions as a retailer and several recessions as somebody who helps retailers. And I just have to tell you that I have never been more excited about what's happening. There's so many changes. people are getting in and getting out, starting a brand with a startup and a website, and then moving into physical stores. People are taking their physical stores and creating brands around their content marketing. So everybody, the technology, the futurist Peter Diamandis says that technology always moves in one direction. It's democratized and it's commoditized. It becomes a commodity. and that's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Think about the access to technology for cheap that we have available to us.
I know, crazy.
So if you're sharp and you're willing to give it some energy, I'm just super excited about what's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of people going out of business, but they're the hobbyists. They're the person who, oh, I really would like to have a quilt store, or oh, I love bicycles, I should have a bike shop.
Yeah.
And then they don't do what they need to do to become retail professionals. But you're going to see a lot of fresh, new, digitally native, young people getting into retail, old dogs like us doing great things. It's just an exciting time.
It is. Bob, tell everybody, if they were to do one thing to improve their retail business after they got off this particular podcast, what would it be?
So what I would do, Peter, is I would get together with my whole team, and I would do this thing that with this model that we called, it's called ADD, Ask, Discuss, Decide. And I would ask them, as a team, I would ask them to go through and let's do an inventory of all of the ways that people experience our brand, our content marketing, our website, our email marketing, our social media lives, all of the ways that people experience our brand. And then, so first I'd make a laundry list, and then I would make sure that the experience is consistent. Super quick story. So in the Platinum Mastermind group, we have somebody who has four really, really cool, fun gift and card shops. And what she said, I mean, she absolutely blew up the pandemic, right? But what she said was, after a conversation about Omni Experiential, she said, what I realized is that when people get something delivered to them, either curbside or we send it to them because they bought it from our website, it doesn't have that rock, paper, scissors feel, right? So there's sort of these little silos of brand experience, of the look and feel of the brand. So when somebody comes to your website, they should feel the same thing that they feel when they're in your store.
Like
they get an email, it should have the same feel. So really just right now, we got through the pandemic. Now is the time to embrace Omni Experiential. But then when you ask for a takeaway, that takeaway is make sure that you do an inventory and there's consistency across the brand experience.
I love that. And on a side, we have our monthly manager meeting. We take a half day every month with my management team. We go offsite and discuss this. So we'll add ADD to the list tomorrow.
All right. There you go. I mean, and you're going to find when you were in the Platinum Mastermind group, we did the customer experience audit.
Yeah.
Dan Sullivan's process.
Yeah.
But now it just needs to be broadened and really dialed in. We've all made it through. Now's the time to polish it up.
Love that, Bob. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with me here today. And why don't you tell everybody how they could get a hold of you if they want to learn a little bit more about Bob Negan and Whiz Bang Training?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that opportunity. So if you go to whizbangtraining.com and there's an H in whizbang, you can sign up for our free tip of the week. And so we send out a free tip every Wednesday, and every Sunday I send out a video blog called Real Retail TV. If you want to email me directly, it's bob.negan. You spell my last, B-O-B, of course, but you spell my last name, N-E-G-E-N, bob.negan@whizbangtraining.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's great, Bob. And I really enjoyed seeing your smiling face again. It's good to spend some time together and appreciate you here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Peter. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for spending some time here with us today. And think about how you can apply Bob's comment around ADD, ask, discuss, and decide. I think that's a great framework to go into your next meeting. You can do this right after you get off the call. You can make a phone call. You can set up the next meeting to ask, discuss, and decide upon something that's troubling you and that you could put into action. So I think that's a big key takeaway here. And I really enjoyed that model. So after all, you lead your business and it shouldn't be leading you. Always remember that clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and subscribe to our Simplifying Entrepreneurship YouTube channel. I'd love your feedback in the comments section of YouTube, and I will personally respond to each one. I'm interested to hear about future topics that you'd like me to cover, maybe even future guests. You can help me out by subscribing on the podcast on Spotify or Apple and reviewing the episode on Apple by leaving us up to a 5-star review. If you like the podcast and would like to support it, I have a Patreon as well, and it's at patreon.com/PeteMoore, where you can support the podcast at whichever level you like. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. The links are in the show notes. You can send me an email too at pete@moore.coach. Or visit the website at moore.coach. That's MOHR.COACH. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at IRONICKmedia.com.